League title race with a second place showing at the inaugural Surf Ranch Pro Final this morning. And in NRL news, the Dragons produced their best performance of the season last night to knock out the Broncos and set up a blockbuster semi-final against South Sydney. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Builders, roofers, plumbers, you need Fast Flash. Fast Flash prevents leaks even during extreme weather conditions. It's fully adhesive to tile and metal roofs. Non-toxic, lightweight, yet incredibly strong. Fast Flash comes in three sizes and three colours. Check it out now at any of number one roofing and building supply seven locations. Mona Vale, Narrabeen, Preston, Seven Hills, Regent's Park, Caringbah and the Central Coast. Fast Flash, your fast roof flashing.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stomps to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio is your home to thrilling greyhound racing. Thursday night, we're off to Dubbo for more regional qualifiers in the Million Dollar Chase. Don't miss any of the market's tips and calls here on Sky Sports Radio.
Builders, roofers, plumbers, you need Fast Flash. Fast Flash prevents leaks even during extreme weather conditions. It's fully adhesive to tile and metal roofs. Non-toxic, lightweight, yet incredibly strong. Fast Flash comes in three sizes and three colours. Check it out now at any of number one roofing and building supply seven locations. Mona Vale, Narrabeen, Preston, Seven Hills, Regent's Park, Caringbah and the Central Coast. Fast Flash, your fast roof flashing.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. Let's get back to Racing HQ. It's time now for the major New South Wales preview.
Five past ten, we've got racing today at Wellington. Big meeting coming up there. John Mills is the track manager. He's going to tell us all about it. Good morning, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What sort of a day have we got there today?
Weather fine.
Yep.
A little bit of a breeze just creeping up now.
All right. And how have you rated the track officially?
We've got a soft five. We've got a penetrometer of 5.49. But we're coming out of a winter track. It's very dry, it was, and we've had, I think, about 48 mil of rain in the last 3.5 weeks, which is good.
Yeah, that'll be welcome.
Yes, it is, very much. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 inches, basically.
Yeah, yes.
Mm. Well, you need another couple to follow up. Beautiful, yeah, steady rain, John.
Yep.
Now, does your rail move or stay where it is?
It's rail's in the true position, yes.
All right, true. And soft five today. And weather fine. We hope you get more follow-up rain, John. Have a great day today.
Yeah, that'll be good. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot, John Mills from Wellington. Now, it is 10:06. Mick Wallace joins us. He's going to find the winners. How are you, Mick?
I'm very well, thanks, John.
That's good. Nice to see that bit of rain around, mate.
It is certainly a welcome, no doubt about it. And as you say, the thing you point out there is we need some follow-up rain now. It's good to get that shower and a little bit of a soaking, a bit of water around, a few puddles in the last few weeks, but you just need that rain to keep coming to make a real difference.
Yeah, and people think a big downpour is welcome at the start, but all it often does is wash away your topsoil and your fences. You need the steady rain for a start just to settle everything in place.
That's it.
Too right. Yep. All right. Now, the first there today, we put out 1, 2, and 3. Forward Destiny Discovered, 34. 5 Cent From Above, $1.35. 6 Haralbin is $9. 7 Supreme Times, 81. Number 8 Somali, $8. 9 Kwasi Time, 21. 10 out. 11 My Nice Tush, $41. Number 12 Supreme Fashion, 81. 13 Slimline is 10. 14 Lingyi, 21. 15 Dark Street, 23. 16 out. Favourite Short, $1.35. Number 5 Cent From Above.
You would think Cent From Above could get away with this. My numbers in the first are 5, 15, 6, and 4. Cent From Above by Lonro has had the 3 career starts. It's been placed on 2 occasions in a couple of pretty strong provincial maidens at Newcastle. The most recent run was on the 25th of August, bumped into Shabrit. And showed a good speed that day and only got tired over the concluding stages. This is much easier today, and I think she'll be hard to beat. I thought the 15, which was Dart Street, an interesting runner here. I've followed this horse closely throughout its career, and I've noticed that it always seems to be attracting support in the market. Tried really well at Newcastle on the Beaumont track back in late July, finished second there behind after the last stone, and it was an encouraging effort. And then last time there at Gilgandra, first up from a spell, just did plenty wrong, wanted to run off the track, and in the end only beat a few home. But I think he's better than that, and I'd be including him in all your trifectas and first fours. A six, Harold Ben, is an interesting runner too. It's a first starter, wasn't knocked around in a recent Goulburn trial. There has been a little bit of money around for it early. And at four, which is that Destiny Discovered, only had the one race start. That was at Bendigo back in May of this year. Didn't do a lot. And saying that, had a genuine excuse, was caught off the track. Has a better draw today, and I'm sure it can run an improved race. So 5, 15, 6, and 4 in race number one.
All right. Now, the second event, one Brave King is 19, number two Bell Twister 9, 3 Audio Bay 13. 4 Trojan 370, 5 Alaroo 390, 6 out, 7 Narrow Neck Nelson 850, 8 All the Wine $8, 9 Arctic Warrior 81, 10 out, 11 Casino Ace 126, 12 Charm Princess 480, 13 Escape to the Orient 81, 14 Our Sister Anna 151, 15 Bramondo 34, 16 Saturn 126, 17, 18 out. 370 favoured narrowly, number 4 Trojan.
Geez, I found this a tough race to assess, so I hope it narrowed down to about eight or nine chances, so it was hard to fit them into the four selections. I've gone wide here. 3, 9, 11 and 5 are the tips here. I've put the Audio Bay on top. This 4-year-old mare by Arlington's only had the one race start, and she had a long way out of the ground over the short 800-metre trip there at Narromine. She closed the race off well. She really hit the line strongly. I made her a take-two horse to follow out of that meeting, and she's up to the 1,100 metres today. I think that will suit her. Hopefully she'll be able to settle a little closer to the speed, and that the value will go her way. A 9 Charm Princess is an interesting first starter. I thought this horse is... sorry, just getting a bit confused here. Charm Princess only had the one trial, and that was pretty good. Was able to lead throughout and win that. We've got Casino Ace, who I thought was a roughie with some sort of a chance as well. I thought this horse had some genuine excuses of late, and last time they're on the heavy 10 at Dubbo, had no luck when caught off the track. And for four, we'll put in 5 Alaroo, who was pretty good first up at Muswellbrook. So in race number two, we'll go 3, 12, 11 and 5.
They can be tricky races, these, Mick, can't they? Sometimes horses, you get the first starters, but sometimes horses only had one or two runs, all of a sudden the penny drops.
Exactly right. And how often do you see horses take a huge leap forward after only a moderate debut? So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Audio Bay could improve enough to win here in the second event.
Right, the third one, the Rouse, about $4, 2 out, 3 Harry and Victor's 21, 4 Single Intent is 330. Number 5, Silk Topper, 950. 6, The Optimist, 650. 7, The Iceman, 5. 8, Cobb & Co, 14. 9, We Love Rugby, 11. Number 10, Cherry Princess, 19. 11, Future and Doubt, 34. 12, Unresolved, 34. 13, Velvet Glove, 41. 14, 15, 16 out. The favourite, 330, is number 4, Single Intent.
Numbers here, 7, 4, 10 and 6. A game of The Iceman, I was quietly confident that... he'd run a decent race here today. He's been campaigning well this preparation, and he was as much as $21 yesterday with tab.com.au. He opened up $11 this morning, and there's been a steady stream of money for him. He was very impressive winning it to Canamble two starts back. I'm not sure what he beat that day over the 1,400 metres when notching up the maiden victory, but he did win by almost 6 lengths. Ventured to Gilgandra last time, was a short-priced favourite. I got trapped 3 and 4 wide, worse than midfield. Had to make a long, searching run. I thought the effort was really good to place behind a Wild Enemy's pick. Has been given a little bit of time to get over that run, and I just think from the good draw today, I think he'll be hard to hold out Four single in 10th has plenty of speed. I wanted to wobble around in the straight when placing at Newcastle, two starts back. And then last time at Muswellbrook, I tore out to a big lead, and it was being hailed the winner at one stage before being gunned down by Apache Lad, Bella Brook and Manangatang. In the end, was only beaten half a length, though. 1,500 metres back to the 1,400, probably a positive. The 10, which is Cherry Princess. This is a runner I'd be keeping a close eye on. It's a former Danny Williams trained a four-year-old mare by Strada. Jake Tracy Holmes will take the ride for Tony Newing. And this particular mare's had a couple of trials leading in. She's only had the one win from seven starts, but I'm convinced she's got some ability. And we'll put in the six, which is Zioptimus. Now, this horse is coming off a placing at Quirindi last time. He managed to lead on that particular occasion before being run down by Eyewear Prada. I think Wellington might suit gate one. If it can poke through along the rails, sit on speed, it'll be hard to run down. Quite often we see horses on pace at Wellington prove very hard to beat. So we'll go 7, 4, 10 and 6 in race number 3. But I do concede there are a number of other chances. One, the Rouseabout looked like an absolute world beater there at Warren on the 24th of July. It was a good effort in defeating Moratai and Little Lena, and not sure what happened last time. The wheels fell off, but never really travelled at any stage and finished midfield behind Wrong Bias. If he could revert back to the form he showed at Warren two starts back, I think he'd win this and win it comfortably. But with the 60.5 kilos and a wide gate, I just want to see him do it again today. 7, 4, 10 and 6.
There's one in there that's drawn shockingly, but it's a big odds. And he the other day, his win at Gunnedah didn't look too bad. Harry Invictus.
It's interesting that you point him out. He was right on the fringe of my selections. I wasn't fancy there first up at Gunnedah. It was a big price, around about 40-1, as you say. But I could certainly build off that performance. He might have just come back a better horse. He'd only had the one start prior to that Gunnedah victory and didn't do a great deal. But he might have turned the corner, and there's no reason why he can't continue to improve.
All right, now the fourth one, Social Pirate 370. Tuyum Jenny is 18. 3 Not Wanted, 41. 4 Long Lasting, 9. 5 Smart Attire, 4. 6 Out, 7 Out of Space, $5. 8 Eagles Dare, $8.50. 9 Raised to Duel, $10. Number 10, Puntanato is 17. 11 Milk and Brandy, 10. 12 Atlas is 61. And 13 Out, favourite 371, Social Pirate.
I like the top one. That number's 1, 5, 11 and 9. Our Social Pirate, trained at Gosford by Tony Newing. Jake Hull will take the ride. Second up today. First up run was really unusual. Went through and led and collided with the running rail and started dropping out of it. Really started to rally again late. You always remember the bad beats. I tipped this horse second up last preparation off a very similar profile, and geez, it was a difficult watch. I think he probably should have won. He's a horse that does improve considerably second up. I know he's got the 62.5 kilos to deal with, but I think he might be just better than these. I'll put him on top over 5 Smart Attire. He gave a bit of a sight there at the Forbes last time when finishing 5th of Verbal. He usually reserves his best for the home track here at Wellington. He's had 9 starts at this circuit for 2 wins and 4 minor placings. He's a much better horse on top of the ground, so hopefully they won't get into the track too much or he might struggle. 11 Milk and Brandy, I thought, was a good roughie in this race. Has been performing okay with genuine excuses, struggling to win. Struck the heavy 8 surface there last time. This is another horse I feel is better on top of the ground. The run prior at Bathurst behind Taking Liberties was very good. Was sent out a big price, and there was a bit of depth to that race that day, and I thought he performed quite well. He's only had one start at Wellington previously and was placed. And I'm putting in 9 Race to Duel as well. This 7-year-old mare always gives her all, and the Mark Milton stable is having a bit of joy recently. Race to Duel is a horse that has performed well at Wellington. It's always important to have good track stats at Wellington. It's a tricky circuit. She's had 6 starts at the venue for a win and 2 minor placings. But pretty keen on Social Pirate. I'll make it 1, 5, 11 and 9.
Fifth event, 1 Scatterblast, 480, number 2 Stars, 09, 3 Not For Export, 650, 4 Podium Bound, 10, number 5 Miss Mamazara, 460, 6 and 7 Out, 8 Pretty Pines, 11. 9 Handful of Aces, 7. 10 Stars and Stripes, 21. 11 Little May, 7. 12 Gotta Keep the Faith, 71. 13 Ballotray, 14. And 14 Did You Hear Me, 151. The favourite in an open race, 460. Number 5, Miss Mumazara.
Got a number of open races today. I think when I was doing the form on this 7 race card, I think I've tipped 5 horses over 10 to 1. A couple of them have shortened up a little bit this morning. But I just thought it was that kind of day. If we can back one or two winners at around the 8, 10 to 1 mark, of course, we'll finish in front. Here's another one that's a bit of value. I like 2, 1, 5 and 8 here. Putting Star Zone on top. I think the best version of Star Zone would win this race. Was back late at Bathurst last time over the 2008 metres and appeared to be travelling well mid-race and just got the bad check and may have lost interest a bit. Back in distance today, that's probably not ideal, but it's worth noting that he was off the scene for almost a year before resuming at Albury over the 1,400 metres. Then he had that big jump up in distance to the 2008 Bathurst last time. Third run back from a spell. He'll have no excuses today. Whether Wellington's his track, I'm not so sure, but he does have ability. One Scatter Blast bumped into Springs Creek Star at Wyong last time in what was a tougher race. It was a little bit one pace there over the 1,350 metres. He'll be much better suited out to this longer trip today. The 5, which is Miss Mumazara, was placed at Taree on the 3rd of September, so on the quick backup here. And they hit the line strongly over the 2,000 metres. And, look, she doesn't win out of turn, but she's sure to have admirers again today. And 8 Pretty Pine, I thought, was the best of the rest. She's rock hard fit, and Gary Lum will no doubt have her ready to produce her best. She wasn't far from Dapper Eyes at Mudgee just a week ago, and she's a definite for your trifectas and first fours. I'll go 2, 1, 5 and 8.
On a race 5, 1 Scatter Blast. On to the next rather. Race 6, as my computer jumps back. Race 6, 1 SCB, 12, 2 Super Chase, 34, 3 Out, 4 Destiny's Revenge, 650, 5 Wrong Bias, 31, 6 Drummed Out, 12, 7 Eyesore, 6, 8 is out, number 9, Tin Mine, 850, 11 All Flutter, 950, number 11 Dundary, 11, 12 is Nordic Noir at 34, 13 Stickett, 19, 14 Ocumba, $8, 15 Slicks to 550. 16 out, 17 and Cooler, 19, 18 out. 5.50 for 15, Slickster.
Yeah, another really open race. Tips here, 7, 15, 12 and 6. I'm going with Eyesore. And I've always got a bit of time for this fellow. He's a 7-year-old, but he's only lightly raced. He's had the 21 starts, 3 wins and 4 minor placing. He's now in the care of Gary Lunn. He's got a few tricks. I think he's been scratched at the barrier a couple of times and I remember last time he ventured here to Wellington, he won. That was 2 starts back. I think Darren Hyde had him there. He was in a benchmark at 55, and he was on speed. And he came down the hill and looked like he was going all right. And as he's turned the bend, he's just gone straight out to the outside fence. And I think everyone that was there that day thought, well, that's the end of him. But he just kept on rallying down the outside and ended up winning. It was quite a performance. Went for a spell. The run at the Dubbo the other day on the heavy 8 surface behind Hoag's was very good. He'll be fit at second up today, and I think he'll be hard to beat. 15 Slicksters, another one of mine that I think will run well again today. The 6-year-old gelding trained by Lee Lunn at Dubbo has only won the 2 from 35, but has run a number of good races, always at picking up a check. I showed plenty of speed at Dubbo last time on the heavy 8 surface when finishing 5th to Hoag's, and he hates the wet, so his effort to only be beaten 4 lengths was very good. Last time he was here at Wellington, he finished 4th to a Martin Place pick, who's one of the most informed horses in this area at the moment. Greg Ryan goes on board. Originally, he was down to ride the short plus favourite in this race, which was, I can't think of his name now, but it was withdrawn. And he's picked up the ride here on Slickster, a horse that he does know pretty well. A 12 Nordic Noir is a horse that's going to go around at big odds today. I thought his 2 runs back for a spell have been okay. They're better than they read on paper anyway. And he's a horse that usually produces his best 3rd run back from a spell if he has any luck whatsoever from the awkward draw. I think he can be effective. And 6 Drummed Out, well, he'd be running on at the end of the Tour de France. He's always an eye catcher, just rarely gets the win. I thought his run at Dubbo last time behind Sapience, once again, was very good. I'm not sure if Wellington would be his circuit, but he does have a turn of foot, so if he's within striking distance, he can be in the finish somewhere. But we'll go 7, 15, 12 and 6 in race 6.
All right, the final event, race 7, 1 yays and nays, $10, 2 Corrigan 10, 3 and 4 out, 5 Reprimand, $1.80, 6 Algaroba 10, 7 Springer 19, 8 out. 9 Artie's Party 51, 10 Byzantium 15, 11 Anasis 440, 12 Bounty Bell 51, 13 Tilly's Waltz 26, 14 Girl most likely 101, 15 Bella LaBella 101, 16 out. $1.80 really short, number 5 Reprimand for Cameron Crockett.
Yeah, she looks like a nice horse. She's only had a couple of runs for Cameron, and both of those runs resulted in very impressive victories, both at Dubbo and both over the 1,000 metres, and on each occasion won by upwards of 3.5 lengths. So she's obviously appreciating the country air and the dropping grade. She went around in a trial at Mudgee the other day after the last. I stuck around for that, and she was pretty good, defeating stablemate Valaro. You had Most Exalted, a very well-credentialed horse, getting home into third spot there. It was a really good trial. I think she'll be ready to go. Not sure I want to launch into the odds-on quote, but she certainly looks the one. I think the way I'll be playing this race is that having a Quinella with two Cora Glenn, who's a very speedy conveyance. Justin Stanley trains at Narromine. Jake Pacey-Holmes is on board. Gate number one. He's got plenty of speed. I know his last two runs have been a little bit average, but his run at Wellington three starts back when placing third to the Smart Out Dasher over this 900 metres was very, very good. If he can find his best form, I think he'll be the hardest to run down. Six Algaroba goes into the numbers. Was a little bit unlucky. Last start, Royal Report, that Menduran and was a Louth winner prior to that. I expect this picnic form to hold up. Does have the good draw. And 11, Enazus, has had some support this morning as well. Another one that's got stacks of speed, but was probably entitled to do a little more at Gilganger, I thought, when a beaten favourite last time behind New York Billy. I'll go 5, 2, 6 and 11 in the last.
All right. Now, any standouts here today, Mick?
Not so much standouts. We've got a shorty in the first and a shorty in the last. I expect both of those to win. But the way I'm going to play it is I'm going to have something on race 3, number 7, the Iceman, race 5, number 2, Star Zone, and race 6, number 7, I Saw. I think if we back those three horses and one of them wins, well, we'll have a good day.
All right, terrific. Enjoy the day there, and we'll look forward to hearing your late mail off the track throughout the day.
Thank you very much, Cozzy.
Thanks, Mick. Mick Wallace joining us there, looking at the meeting today at Wellington, where it's fine at a soft 5. That was 48 mil of rain the last couple of weeks, which is great news. 26 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Kia's 7-day sale is on now. Private buyers receive a free $777 gift card on top of great driveway deals across selected models like Picanto, New Sportage, 7-seat Sorento and Carnival. Plus, all new Kias come with Australia's best 7-year unlimited kilometre warranty. Hurry, Kia's 7-day sale ends this Sunday. Visit your Kia dealer today. Warranty terms at kia.com.au.
If you're finding off-the-rack suits don't fit properly, from September 16th to 18th, Signature Bespoke's expert tailors can measure you up for a suit that will fit you perfectly. With one tailored suit and two shirts from just $450. Book an appointment now at signaturebespoke.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're thinking of backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1-4 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this spring? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Here at Sky Sports Radio, we're gearing up to bring you all the action of Newcastle's Cup Carnival. Friday, there's 4 group races, including the Cameron, Tibby, Spring Stakes and Cup. Get the Newcastle winners Friday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Just like champion sires Bane and Reduce Choice, Divine Prophet won the Stallion Making Caulfield Guineas at 3.
They come to the line together.
Now, Divine Prophet delivers with his first foals. Champion sire, champion foals. Divine Prophet, now standing at Aquas Farm.
Harvey
Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardner's Road, Mascot.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Punters, footy fans, sports nuts. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who from the worlds of racing, NRL and AFL at the Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Race Day Lunch.
Hosted by Loz and TK with your MC Dave Stanley, you'll enjoy a sumptuous lunch, beverage package and entertainment from racing and sporting celebrities.
It all happens Wednesday, September 26th in the lead up to the Grand Finals and Epsom Day at the Grand Pavilion Rosehill Racecourse.
Tickets $165 for members and $175 for non-members. Available now from AustralianTurfClub.com.au.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Novak Djokovic has claimed his third US Open title after beating Juan Martín Del Potro 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 this morning, pushing him to his 14th career Grand Slam singles title win. Well, Ash Barty has landed her maiden Grand Slam title, teaming up with America's Coco Vandeweghe to win a thrilling women's double final. While Serena Williams' behaviour has divided the tennis world after she called the chair umpire a liar and a thief and said he treated her differently than male players during her loss to Naomi Osaka yesterday. Australia's Stephanie Gilmore has tightened her grip on the World Surf League title race with a second place showing at the inaugural Surf Ranch Pro Final. And in NRL news, the Dragons produced their best performance of the season last night to knock out the Broncos and set themselves up a blockbuster semi-final against South Sydney. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
How would you like to own a share in a horse in a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day?
You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country trained horses in the Everest Carnival.
12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in massive prize money. Plus another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta.
To enter, just head into any New South Wales tab and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals or buy a ticket on the tab app. And account holders can now buy multiple tickets via the New South NewSouthWalesTab.com.au website.
Sky Sports Radio is all over the best harness racing in New South Wales and Australia. Tuesdays, Greg Hayes brings you the latest news and talks with the key players. On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30
here on Sky Sports Radio.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
It's 29 to 11. We're going to find out what's been happening in the greyhound racing world and what is coming up too, because this man knows all about it. Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Cozzy, good morning to you and welcome along to Going Greyhounds. Well, because I can tell you it's a very happy host here after the stunning return to form by the mighty Dragons against Brisbane yesterday.
I was wondering when that was going to come out.
Well, it didn't take long, did it?
No, that was straight up.
Like the
just
back
grew
of
the red, didn't it? Ping straight to the front.
That's right. I like the back of Greyhound. It gets out that quick every time.
Lure.
But yeah, so congratulations to the boys and all the true red and white believers. Next Saturday night semi, as Madeline, as Matty just said, against the old rival South Sydney, is going to be a ripper. The winner to take on the Roosters in the grand final qualifier. However, my role right now is to talk about greyhound racing, and the road to riches in New South Wales is already paved with gold, with the first week of regional qualifiers completed for the $1 million chase. Now, Bathurst hosted